Beloved in Christ, in this Christmas tide, let it be, and it is, our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scriptures this morning the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us this morning make this place, this ground glad with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of his whole world, for peace and goodwill over all the earth, for the mission and unity of the church for which he died, and especially in this country and within this state. And because this of all things would rejoice his heart, let us now at this time remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God his pure and lowly mother, and all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom, in this Lord Jesus, we forevermore are one. All of these prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life, and under the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen. Please be seated now for the singing of the first two verses of hymn 82. We remain seated for the lessons and the singing until the final reading of the gospel. Hymn 82, the first two verses.
Reading from the book of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 82, verses 3 and 4.
Genesis. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you. And I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sands that are on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 60, verses 1 through 3.
Thank you.
third reading.
This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 65.
Fourth reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 66, verse 1. Thank you. fifth reading.
Fifth reading this morning is from the letter from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Hymn 439, verse 1.
Days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor in Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be. Hymn 101.
Thank you.
seventh reading.
A reading from Luke. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 109, verses 1 and 2.
Time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is, has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and also go and pay homage, him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen as its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother,
and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord.
Thanks, Peter. In 109, verses 3 through 6. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to what was His own, and His own people did not accept Him. But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because He was before me.'" From His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to You, Lord Christ. Remember the words of our Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Hymn 83. Thank you. We remain standing now. We continue with the Great Thanksgiving, page 361. And we include in our prayers all those on our parish intercession list, from Father Steve to Woody, from Paul to Martin. We include in our prayers all those that are traveling or in recovery, serving overseas, our families in other places, the Knowledge Center, the Pioneer Home, the Correctional Centers. We include in our prayers all those who are grieving. We include in our prayers the souls of Robert and Mona, Mildred and Ellen and Robert and Geraldine. We include in our prayers thanksgiving for David and Helen Burrell's 48th wedding anniversary yesterday. And thanksgiving for Irene and Paula and Elizabeth and Stephanie and Robert, who were baptized this day across the years here. The baptism of Colton last Wednesday night. Thanksgiving for the gift of Diane and her time with us before she leaves. Thanksgivings for us all. The Lord be with you now. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the slavery of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you this Christmas morning, joining our voices now with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Now, you may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray within your heart. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us all for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God and Father of all. And he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, then, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim together the mystery of faith. The Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling His death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer You these gifts. Sanctify them by Your Holy Spirit to be for Your people the body and blood of Your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in Him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament, and serve You now in unity, constancy, and at peace. And at the last day, bring us with all those we love, with all Your saints, into the joy of Your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through Your Son, Jesus Christ. By Him, with Him, and in Him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold enough to say again, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. And feed on them in your hearts now by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants. Servants, at last, we invite the front pews to come forward first to receive you. page 365, let us pray. Page 365. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. I'd like to invite the lay Eucharistic ministers who are going to go visiting and take the sacrament to others to come forward. Even as our Lord came to us, go to others. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you this holy season. Scatter the darkness and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. Amen. May God, who sent his angels to sing the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you singers of this good news. Amen. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you this holy season his peace and favor, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that binds us together, seen and unseen, be with us now and remain with us always. Amen. The closing hymn is 87, and then we'll do announcements. This is really not my chance to finally do a sermon. But let me give you... Let me just say two quick stories. Just a personal thank you from all of us to all those who have been part of all the services across the last 3 or 4 days. From Tree and Laura and choir members to Alter Guild to Hillary typing bulletins, a whole lot of people have been a whole lot of stuff for these services to happen. And they deserve our thanks deeply. Why did we do it? Here's the story of why. Somewhere in the shuffle of the Christmas Eve services, I had the chance after the last service, I talked to a couple of people came up to me who had never been to a Christmas Eve midnight service. One of them came up to me and he said, "No, I've never been to a Christmas Eve midnight service." And then he kind of smiled and said, "I feel kind of special." That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what Christmas is about. So that everyone might know that they are special. Now, one more story, just because it was so fun. Yesterday was what?
Thanksgiving.
Right, and Boxing Day, and the Feast of St. Stephen. And one of the songs about St. Stephen is... God's King Lancelot walked down on the beach of Stephen. This is the story of yesterday. One of the stories of yesterday. And the story of the song, if you don't know the song, is Good King Wenceslas, who's in Czechoslovakia or something, who in the Middle Ages looks out of the window and he sees someone walking and he runs out and helps it. And it turns out the person walking is poor. Turns out to be the Lord. That's the story of the song. So yesterday afternoon, I was part of this side of Alaska Line taking pictures because it's so pretty with the river and the snow and all the stuff. And I was talking on the phone to Elizabeth, and as I was standing there taking pictures, this guy came up to me and said, this guy walking in the back of that came up to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, could you show me the way to Airport Road?" I said, over there. He said, "Oh, thank you." And then he kept on walking back along the road. And then it dawned on me, I told her, "Look at the, you know what I got to do, don't you? I got to go do this guy a ride." He said, "Really? Why?" I said, "Well, St. Stephen's Day, 15 months worth, see somebody walking, and go, so I got to go do this guy a ride, I'll see you later." So I hung up the phone. And pulled around to go catch up with the guy who was now about at the front of the road. And he kind of got nervous and all of a sudden his car pulled up beside him. And I rolled on the window and I said, "Can I get a ride?" And he looked a little bit startled and he said, "Yes, thank you. Let me get your money." And I said, no, but I'll tell you a story as a driver. And so we got in the car, and I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm just trying to get to Fred Meyer's, because stuff's on sale, and I still need to get my niece a present." And I said, "She needs a Barbie, so I'm going to get my niece a present. That's a Barbie at Fred Meyer's." And I said, "Okay." So we drive along, and I said, "Let me tell you this. I said, you know what today is?" He said, "Yeah, it's Saturday." I said, "No, it's Christmas." "Really?" If I told that story, I've been 2 months along, sees a guy walking in the net. Helps him out, and it turns out the guy that he helps out turns out to be the Lord Christ. So I said, "Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the Lord." And he said, "I'm just from Galena." I said, "Oh, yeah." So anyway, the reason why Fred Meyer couldn't get his niece to party. But the point is we pulled up on Airport Road to, Hager and stopped at the light. The car in front of us, the license plate is right in front of us. You know what his license plate was? Christmas. Way to find Christmas.
If you remember, they were all special, like the guy who kissed it. Is this the doing of good deeds? That all really happened. Well, what happens in these next 2 weeks, the season of Christmas? And like I read at the beginning, since the council or whatever, 560, they declared that the Christmas season lasts 12 days. The proper answer to the question of people asking you, how was your Christmas, is, I don't know, I'm still in it, it's fine. If Christmas lasts more than the 8-hour period of Thursday night. There's a lot of special stuff happening. Some of you have already walked into it. The services on Sunday, this Sunday and next Sunday, are at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Right? We'll go back to the normal schedule the Sunday after. But next Sunday, the services are at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And Christmas is a blend of a lot of traditions. The Castellinis are down visiting their family in California. Castellini is a good Italian name. Christmas is a blend of a lot of the different customs. Well, you're eating, wherever you're eating, over Christmas, they're having anchovy spaghetti. And smelt and things like that, because the Italian custom is to eat a lot of seafood for Christmas, a lot of fish. So they're having this crazy Christmas dinner. Anyway, so we blend some of those customs around here. The schedule, at least for the next week, is in the bulletin. I invite you to take it with you. One of the traditions here in the interior is you always have a service New Year's Eve. It begins at 11 o'clock and it ends at 12 o'clock and then you jump out the door into the new year. Jump out the door into the new year. And so we do that here. We're doing it again this Christmas, New Year's Eve, which is Thursday night. For a lot of you folks there, and those that have been there know that we celebrate watching our watches so we can end it in time, and you jump out the door and there's a New Year. That's 11 o'clock. New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is also a tradition. A lot of places they have a gathering together, a pot roast, a covered dish. That'll happen here. New Year's Day begins, I don't know, 2 o'clock-ish. We're blending all kinds of traditions. Among those that will be here for the potluck is Brian Friho and Culture Shock Camp. There's posters and information about him in the parish hall. He and Culture Shock Camp are doing a free concert New Year's Eve at the tribal hall beginning at 9 o'clock. I don't know how to describe this. It's a celebration of sobriety and culture. He's pointing Seminole. He does Pawnee rap. And he'll be singing traditional songs here at the Potlatch New Year's Day. And he's known throughout the country. And we're supposed to do about it. Talk to him. So that's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Next Saturday, at 2 o'clock, we're having a Christmas pageant practice. Other places, it's the adults that drag the kids in. Come on, you guys, you got to put on the bathrobes. You're going to do the Christmas pageant. This year, it's my understanding, it's the kids going, we're going to do a pageant, and the parents dragging us along. We're going to be part of it. If you want to be part of the Christmas pageant, you want to be a chief or a star or a wise person, shepherds or sheep or wise men or Mary Joseph or angels, come to the practice at 2 o'clock Saturday. Next Sunday is a regular Eucharist at 8 o'clock. There's the Christmas pageant with you in it. And the Eucharist at 10 o'clock. That's basically all the announcements are going to end up. The Walk to Bethlehem is still going on.
And
Christmas season lasts till Tuesday, January 5th. We'll burn Christmas trees at all the different agencies. Out there on the lawn, Tuesday night, that's the last of the Christmas services. Wednesday the 6th is the Feast of the Epiphany. And we'll celebrate Wednesday. Any other announcements? There was a wonderful St. Matthew's function danced out of the tribal hall. The director's still recovering from 1 80-mile-an-hour sprint. Pete and Bella Jane and others.
We had a blast last night.
Yeah, it was fun.
We want to do this more often, Friday nights, and on the holiday or the weekend. We're trying to do that. The kids have a glass of
dance. It's a good time. The special time of year. Come join in any afternoon. Tom has going up.
Today only. One day opportunity for Sunday brunch for two at Pike's. Gift certificate was given to me. It expires the 31st, but this is the last time you use it. So, anybody who wants it, this was given to me by somebody who could help us.
No, what was it? It's quick serving brunch.
I don't know.
By the way, any birthdays or anniversaries? Okay, who did it pay for?
Holly, my stepdaughter.
Holly, Julia's stepdaughter.
My grandson, Christopher.
Christopher.
Jeremy. My granddaughters, Alina and Melissa, who are 16. Alina and Melissa.
My father, Bill.
And
my husband, Alex, and
a
new
sister. Hi, that's our three for a
And from, I just discovered my grandmother's birthday was the 23rd. And so one of those poinsettias is for her, and I never knew that when her birthday was. Okay.
For
Daisy.
I have an anniversary,
10th
anniversary, on January
1st. Diana. Diana.
Kenny.
Okay, go on, what? We'll throw Diane and Kenny in their anniversary with a birthday prayer. And we'll use prayer 838 prayer 50. We pray for everybody from Holland to Diane and Kenny. Oh God, our times are in your hands. Look with favor, we pray on your servants, Holly, Christopher, Jeremy,
Alina,
Melissa, Bill, Alex, Daisy, Diana, and Kenny. As they all begin another year, grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord of wonder and delight, in this season of gift upon gift, singing angels, stars moving, and the glory that is your love, behold the gift of your friends, for whom we pray.